Good morning, everyone. Today is the 22nd of April. It's Monday morning. Mark is going to be reading us the third chapter of 1 Peter today. You know, when Rush Limbaugh used to be on the program, he used the term feminazi, the women's rights movement, and this whole thrust to put women, to remove the, what they call it, the wall between women and men and so on. Peter didn't take well to feminazis. He said, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear." So, Peter was not and he was one of the apostles that was married, was he not? He was not for feminazism, as it were. He says that what the wives are to be in subjection to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham. Oh, God. Calling him Lord. Can you imagine women calling their husbands Lord today? Anyway, he goes on and says, "The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." And he also says that that God, Christ, has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. We're living in some strange times anymore where the women think that they are in charge of the home, they're in charge of the finances, they're in charge of the spiritual headship of the home. But that's not what Christ taught, and that's not what the apostles taught. I'll turn this over to Mark and he can read this for us.
Peter chapter 3, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. And if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, adorning, let it not be without the adorning of plaiting the hair, of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time the holy women also, who trust in God, adorn themselves, being in subjection of their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter she are, as long as she do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with him according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together, grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that you're there to called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and sue it. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of them, which is good? And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, nor to be troubled. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for your reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water, the like figure whereunto baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away the filth of flesh, but answer of a good conscience toward God, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which gone into heaven is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Next time, arrow, previous chapter.
Well, thank you, Mark. We'll hopefully continue this tomorrow. Hope you all have a blessed day today.